One of the most famous answers given is that we know the underlying theme of Purim is Hester Panim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the Jewish nation, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after us in a hidden manner. We know that once there was the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have a situation of what we call of Shechinta Begalusa, that the Shechina is in exile. But of course, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is in exile, He doesn't forget us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, takes care of us, looks after us in a hidden way. The miracle of Purim looks natural. When one reads the story of Purim, one could be fooled into thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really there. One has to work on it in order to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. Therefore, Chazal decreed the Megillah. Whereas in Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle when we were in Eretz Yisrael, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a revealed miracle. It was obvious to everybody. Nobody could deny the hand of Hashem. So therefore, it wasn't necessary to have a Megillah reading. Here on Purim, we have to learn how to uncover Hashem from behind the scenes. So there we need the story of Purim, the Megillah, in order to help us along. The pasuk in the Megillah says, "V'hayomim he'ele nizkarim v'nasim," and these days are to be remembered and to be performed. The way we remember these days, the Gemara tells us, is through the reading of the Megillah. The Megillah is a zchira, is a remembrance. Last week, we had another sort of remembrance on Shabbos. We had Shabbos Pasha Zohar. We remembered the eradication of the nation of Amalek. Zechira, remembrance. What exactly is Zechira supposed to do for me? Zechira, remembering the Purim story, remembering Amalek. When one remembers something, when we read the Megillah, one is supposed to become so imbued, one is supposed to internalize the story of Purim so much that it's difficult to shake it out of him. Come what may during the year, I've internalized the story of Purim. What does internalizing the story of Purim mean? That I've learned Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've learned how HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind the scene guides the Jewish nation. I've internalized it so much, come what may during the year, I won't be shaken. The lesson of Purim can't be shaken out of me. Because during Purim, I had a zechira. How do I have a zechira during Purim? It's just not just merely going to listen to the Megillah. Not just getting dressed up for those of us who get dressed up. And smiling when the children make noise and looking at all the costumes. Going to listen to the Megillah is sitting and listening. Listening to the storyline, but listening. Twice, once at night and once during the day, is listening, internalizing. Finding Hashem in the story. Seeing where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through nature, saved us. And there were many miraculous things that happened in Megillah. Therefore, Chazal decreed that we read the Megillah on Purim in order to help us internalize that message, that even from Hester Panim, even from a situation of Shechinta Begedlusa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is in Golos, the Shechina is not in Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, in within the Beis HaMikdash. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes. You could imagine it as at a puppet show. You see the puppets, but the person pulling the strings is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely pulling the strings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the current events of today, the current events of yesteryear. We have to learn how to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings, uncovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will in turn allow me to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings in my life. Each one of us in our personal lives have to learn how to figure out where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. That will lead me to a simcha, because when I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yachol. We see from the Megillah that there's nothing beyond the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mighty Ahasuerus, who ruled over the entire world, who made a party in order to show his riches, in order to show the whole world that he is the ruler. And according to what we're told, according to his figures, he had figured out that, God forbid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to be redeeming the Jewish people any longer. And he was making a party to celebrate that he is the supreme ruler. What happens? His own wife doesn't listen to him. His downfall, his whole party is ruined by his own wife. His own wife says she's not going to listen to him, and he ends up killing her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, miraculously, through nature, pulling the strings for us nationally, and he's pulling the strings for us personally. This should give us the simcha that Purim is supposed to give us. When I finish my 25 hours of Purim, after listening to the Megillah, not just going to hear the Megillah, after listening to the Megillah, after being mekayim the mitzvah sayom of Shalach Manis, giving money to the poor, having my Sudas Purim, and listening to what's going on, the theme of Purim, and trying to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to connect, seeing to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us and helps me personally, and feel that comfort that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for me. I should get the inner simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get from Purim. And that will give me the strength to begin the preparations for the Chag HaGeulah of Pesach, which is coming just nearly a month later. And we should be zeicha to go out personally and to go out as a nation from Mitzrayim this year to the Geulah Shleimah.